Well, hello everybody. It's your girl Christina. Been out for a minute, but you know, since everybody's home due to this coronavirus and everything, thought I'd sit here and take some time to reach back out to you guys. You know, this is Proverbs 31, women looking for Mr. Boaz. And of course right now I'm sure many of us are sitting here wondering, okay, well, we were looking for Mr. Boaz, but with all the social distancing that's going on, it's like, what can you basically do? But in the midst of all that, still sitting here and preparing ourselves, you know, first just trying to get right with ourselves, get right with, you know, the Lord and everything again. Hopefully when all this is over and they say that we can, you know, get back to our normal life, whatever that would of course be, hopefully we can sit here and still continue to look for our Mr. Boaz. Hopefully he will find us and everything or so. Of course, in the same time, the same matter, you know, while we are sitting here, hopefully not letting ourselves go, by all means. So please continue, ladies, and men as well, to sit here, you know, yes, try to take care of our, you know, ourselves, our hair, stuff like that. I know a lot of things, or clothes, as far as the hair shops, nail shops, and things. So it does make it a little bit harder for us to look a little bit presentable when that time comes, when we are able and allowed to basically break free from all this and be able to basically sit here and gather together, socialize more, and etc. So, yes, mainly talking to us, you know, overall, as to, you know, are we still basically trying to date, you know, online? I mean, there is online dating, of course. With that, the only thing you can do is basically FaceTime or so, talk on the phone, text messages, etc. So, because of, you know, due to the social distancing. And with that, I'm wondering, you know, how is that going for a lot of people? So, in the midst of all this that is going on, or is a lot of people basically sitting here considering online dating now, and, you know, basically hoping that when all this is over with, that they can meet that particular, you know, person that they're talking to for the past couple of days or so, once this, you know, quarantine time and everything is over with. You know, of course right now I'm sure it is hard. It's hard for a lot of us, single, individual women as far as, men as well or so. Even as far as just us overall that are not single, that are, you know, married, even married couples right now, you know, they're having a time, you know, with this social distancing basically. Because it's making you feel as if, you know, in your marriage, you're single, you know, you're not together, you may be in a home, but, you know, you're in another room, this, that. It's almost like deja vu, as when you're basically looking for someone, when you're dating someone, all of those things, or so, you know, you probably feel like in your relationship, you're, you know, kind of like back in your teenage years, like, oh, you know, what to do now, this, that, and the other. All we can do is talk on the phone until, you know, whatever time in the morning, etc. So, you know, no hugging, no kissing, no lovey-dovey, none of that. So it's like, what do you do in this present time or so? But most important, you know, audience, you know, don't lose yourself in basically trying to find yourself or so. Like I said, this is Proverbs 31 Women looking for Mr. Boaz. Hoping that you guys have a, you know, blessed day in the midst of all this that is going on with this, you know, coronavirus, you know, and quarantine or so. Until the next episode, until the next time I sit here and speak, have a good one and be blessed. Bye. Well, hello everybody. It's your girl Christina. Been out for a minute, but you know, since everybody's home due to this coronavirus and everything, thought I'd sit here and take some time to reach back out to you guys. You know, this is Proverbs 31, women looking for Mr. Boaz. And, of course, right now, I'm sure many of us are sitting here wondering, okay, well, we were looking for Mr. Boaz, but with all the social distancing that's going on, it's like, what can you basically do? But in the midst of all that, still sitting here and preparing ourselves, you know, first just trying to get right with ourselves, get right with, you know, the Lord and everything, and hopefully when all this is over and they say that we can, you know, get back to our normal life, whatever that would of course be, hopefully we can sit here and still continue to look for our Mr. Boaz. Hopefully he will find us and everything or so. Of course, in the same time, the same matter, you know, while we are sitting here, hopefully not letting ourselves go, by all means. So please continue, ladies, and men as well, to sit here, you know, just try to take care of our, you know, ourselves, our hair, stuff like that. I know a lot of things, or clothes, that's where it's the hair shops, nail shops and things. So it does make it a little bit harder for us to look a little bit presentable when that time comes, where we are able and allowed to basically break free from all this and be able to basically sit here and gather together, socialize more, and et cetera. So, yes, mainly talking to us, you know, overall as to, you know, are we still basically trying to date, you know, online. I mean, there is online dating, of course. With that, the only thing you can do is basically FaceTime or so, talk on the phone, text messages, etc. So, because of, you know, due to the social distancing. And with that, I'm wondering, you know, how is that going for a lot of people? So, in the midst of all this that is going on, or is a lot of people basically sitting here considering online dating now, and, you know, basically hoping that when all this is over with, that they can meet that particular, you know, person that they're talking to for the past couple of days or so, once this, you know, quarantine time and everything is over with. You know, of course, right now, I'm sure it is hard. It's hard for a lot of us, single, individual women as far as men as well or so. Even as far as just us around that are not single, that are, you know, married, even married couples right now, you know, they're having a time, you know, with this social distancing, basically. Because it making you feel as if, you know, when you're married, you're single, you know, you're not together. You may be in a home, but, you know, you're in another room, this, that. It's almost like deja vu as when you're basically looking for someone, when you're dating someone, all of those things or so. You know, you probably feel like in your relationship, you're, you know, kind of like back in your teenage years, like, oh, you know, what to do now, this, that, and the other. All we can do is talk on the phone until, you know, whatever time in the morning, etc. So, you know, no hugging, no kissing, no lovey-dovey, none of that. So it's like, what do you do in this present time or so? But most important, you know, audience, you know, don't lose yourself in basically trying to find yourself or so. Like I said, this is Proverbs 31 Women looking for Mr. Boaz. Hoping that you guys have a, you know, blessed day in the midst of all this that is going on with this, you know, coronavirus, you know, and quarantine or so. Until the next episode, until the next time I sit here and speak, have a good one and be blessed. Bye. Hey, everybody. Thank you for joining me today. I'm coming in with you talking about Proverbs 31 women out here looking for Mr. Boaz. They're Mr. Rice. They're Mr. Right Now. They're Mr. Future, you know, husbands and all the above or some. But just come real with it. Some of us were single. Some of us, you know, divorced widows. Some of us, we just, you know, baby mamas, just, you know, sitting here with baby daddies and all that. Trying to figure out, okay, you know, when the guy gonna basically sit here, tell us we're the one, is gonna put a ring on it, you know, shape us, mold us, hold us down or something. So, come at me, hit me, comments, whatever, you know, below, and we'll go from there. Thank you. Once again, this is Proverbs 31 Women. We're looking out here looking for Mr. Boaz and I'm Mr. Rice. Holla at you, girl.